It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, here's the new wrinkle in the whole Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court Justice nominee situation. The woman accused, or I'm sorry, the woman accusing the Supreme Court Justice nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, does she have him confused with someone else? That's what Senator Orrin Hatch from Utah is saying, that he spoke to Brett Kavanaugh, and Brett Kavanaugh said, I don't know what she's talking about. Maybe she has the wrong guy.
I wasn't there.
I was not there. Let's talk to Mac and Gatos political insider, also the former governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, about this. Governor Brewer, how are you?
I'm doing just great. Good afternoon, rainy afternoon.
It's cold out there, Governor. I don't like it. It's only 77. I need a jacket.
I know. And who has an umbrella, you know?
I know. Max,
listen.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, and happy anniversary. I don't want to get off this show without saying happy anniversary to you two guys.
Oh, thank you,
thank
Governor.
Thank you. Yes, 10 years of Mac and Gatos.
Be honest, Governor.
Yes.
You didn't like us.
Love
you didn't like us 5 years ago.
Talk show host in Phoenix.
You know, I think the first time we ever had you on, Governor, was when you pointed at Obama in the face.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the first times we ever had you
on. I don't think you were very happy with us
I
then.
I don't think so
but
either.
But you love us now.
Oh, let's don't push it.
Oh, okay.
All right, enough of niceties, right?
Yeah, really, okay.
All right. Governor, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Let's dig into some of the news. And I know that the news is really, it's all about Kavanaugh and the Supreme Court. It seems like, let's go with this. Do you want to hear Kavanaugh's accuser testify? She's been invited Monday. Do you want to hear that?
I do. I want to hear what she has to say. We've got to get this put behind us. And if she makes these kinds of accusations and sends it to the Senate and they invite her, then she should show up. And this stalling is ridiculous. I mean, it's just feeding on itself, you know. And my personal opinion is that it's just the longer it goes on, the more character assassination is being distributed and bad information. And in my mind, I cannot believe why, as an elected official at one time, for a long time, you know, you send things to government and it's public record. So, you know, this sending letters to people telling them that it's a secret, they don't want it out. Well, everybody knows you send anything into the government. I mean, they get public record requests. They send them in daily all the time for all of this stuff. So, I mean, if she didn't want to talk about it and come forward, if she wasn't prepared, she shouldn't have written that letter. And if she didn't want anybody to know, she sure wouldn't have sent that letter. Something doesn't smell right in Denmark. This has been awful. And it's like, I look at it and I think that it's like the left is becoming bomb throwers. And why would she send a letter to Feinstein, who wasn't going to vote for Kavanaugh in the first place? I mean, she wasn't going to change Dianne Feinstein's name.
Mm-mm.
Vote. I mean, her vote.
If she doesn't testify, though, Governor Brewer, if she doesn't testify Monday, what do you do? Do you just go ahead and vote?
Oh, I think they need to go. I know. I hope that they give the opportunity to Brett Kavanaugh to make a statement and to clear his reputation and then establish his integrity of that, because it has absolutely been a horrific onslaught of awful stuff out there. And now more and more people are coming forward and, oh, they heard about it when they were here, or they heard about it when they were there, or blah, blah, blah. I can't imagine a 15-year-old girl, I think that's how old she was, and he was supposed to have been 17. He categorically denies he wasn't there. He's never budged off of that. And why, if that happened to a 15-year-old girl and she was that fearful, why wouldn't she tell her mother? Why wouldn't she tell her mother? And if she did tell her mother would have gone to the authorities right then and there. This is not a solid story.
You don't believe her? You don't believe her at all?
I don't. I'm sorry. I wish I could say yes. You know, I think if she comes and testifies, there's open opportunity to listen to what she has to say. But at this point in time, It's being force-fed. It's coming from all different directions. Even the media is fed up with the Democrats, regarding all of this. I mean, you've got the New York Times bashing it, You've got Joe Scarborough, of all people, saying that, that it's absolutely crazy and that they need to demand now that she does testify because she's stalling to drag it out, to make it boil even more. The list just goes on and on with the left media saying, that it's been handled so totally wrong. Mm. And the reason why is because they're in the minority and they want to be bomb throwers. They just want to throw more gasoline on this. I think that they were gracious not to subpoena her on Thursday and waited until next Monday to hear this. You don't do something like this lightly when you go about to do it, is what she has been quoted as saying. And now she's got a new set of attorneys, and they just keep feeding it and feeding it. We can't let this simmer out there for periods of time. It's not fair. It's not fair to the public, nor is it fair to the nominee. He has impeccable credentials. 6 Federal Bureau of Investigation background checks. Not a blemish. Nothing. Hmm. Never. And now, out of the blue, this woman steps up and sends a letter that she doesn't want divulged. And she's a grown woman. She's an educated woman. She's a professor. She knows what, in public education, so she knows what public records are. I mean, I don't believe her. Mm. I don't.
Former Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gatos Political Insider. Would it be, how do I ask this? Would it be okay, or would there just be, holy hell just unleashed from the left? What if they voted Friday? What if they voted tomorrow? If she's not going to show up Monday, what is the appropriate timeline for them to vote if she's not willing to step forward? Or are people going to say, well, she needs to come forward. You never got that. So there's always going to be a cloud over the Kavanaugh nomination.
Well, I think they've extended the invitation at this point in time for Monday, right? Is that
right?
But we're
hearing from her
consistently.
Right, but we're hearing from her lawyer that she is not going to show up.
Not unless the FBI.
Not unless the FBI,
first.
Which the FBI says, "Hey, that's not our job." So if you're head of the committee, do you vote tomorrow or Friday?
Oh gosh, I had not given that any thought. I would think that they would have. I would think they would make that decision Monday. If it was in Jan's world, I would vote on it on Friday if she wasn't going to testify and all of these things going on. We're going to do this. We're not going to do that. I mean, she's making all these demands now that have been granted to her, and rightly so. I mean, she has the right to come and to testify, and I think everybody's on board with that. Come and testify. And if and then during that testimony, if the senators agree, I mean, this is in legislatures too, if the senators agree, then they can take the information that was brought forth and give it to the FBI. But I don't think the FBI is going to go and investigate something that's 37 years old based on nothing but hearsay. Mm. It's just hearsay.
Former Governor Jan Brewer, Mac and Gatos Political Insider. Is it hypocritical for the GOP to say that they believe this woman, they want to hear what she has to say, but then they come out and say, but she may have misread or misremembered who the guy is? Does that sound hypocritical to you, or
she got him confused with somebody else?
Yeah,
I think it's because it's out there and everybody's talking about it, and you think about it, and it goes through your head, and then you think more things about it. I don't know. It's out of control. It's turned into a circus. And in the meantime, a very honorable judge, well respected on both sides of the aisle, has had his character assassinated. And he needs to be able to testify in the public arena, I believe, to clear his record and to get his integrity back. I mean, this is a horrible thing, in my mind, to accuse somebody and then to play games with it like this. I mean, I don't want it out there. Then it's out there. She understands the public record. Now she wants an FBI investigation. And now certain friends are coming out saying they've known her for 30, 40 years. She's a wonderful woman, and I appreciate that they do that for her. They know her. But, you know, it adds nothing, in my opinion, according to the allegations that she has made, which I believe are false. I think it's a left-wing conspiracy to dump on the man that's been nominated for the Supreme Court. And I will say that if she does testify, I will listen to her with a very open mind. And it would have to be very, very good for me to change my mind.
What would she have to say, Governor? What would she have to say to convince you that it did happen?
I don't know. I don't know what she'd have to say.
If she does testify, though, if she does testify, should Trump then say, hey, look, I don't want you to go through this. I'm going to take away your nomination. Should he nominate somebody else?
Say that again to me. I lost your track there.
If this woman does show up Monday and testify.
Yes.
And she's convincing.
And she's somewhat convincing or whatever. Does Trump pull the nomination and say, I can't have this. It's too much of a circus.
I don't know. I think it would probably be, I don't think it would be up to President Trump. I think it'd be up to the senators, the sitting senators there to determine if they were going to postpone it. I mean, that's what they can do. They can just postpone it. But I don't think that's going to happen. I just really don't think it's going to happen. But it's got to be, it needs to be resolved immediately. This is horrific.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens on Monday. Will she testify and will Kavanaugh have a chance to say something
too? And then
too?
If she doesn't testify and she doesn't show up, well then the meeting's already convened, then they can vote on it.
Monday is definitely a big day. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer with us every Wednesday. Mac and Gatos political insider. Governor Brewer, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Thank you.
All right, there she goes. A lot to think about. Why don't we do that? Let's talk about what the governor said coming up, because she doesn't believe this woman. And
right.
And I believe that Governor Brewer is probably more outspoken than anybody I've heard on this
so
issue.
So far.
Why don't we talk about it, digest what the governor said, and then, you know, we'll talk about it in a sec.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, if you're just joining us, you missed former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer. She was just on the show, Mac and Gatos Political Insider, obviously talking about Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Justice nominee. Will his accuser come and testify on Monday? Pretty interesting from Governor Brewer. She flat out said she does not believe this woman. And, I mean, we've talked about this, Mac. I mean, I don't know what to believe. I don't think anyone really knows what to believe, but I think the governor is saying that she doesn't believe this woman because, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, but the timing has always been odd.
Yeah, and the thing that struck me about what Governor
By the Democrats holding on to this thing and then putting it out the last second. Sorry, go ahead.
And what Governor Brewer also said that struck me too, which I didn't think about is, you know, this person is a professor, works for a government entity. You can't just write a letter and think it's not going to be made public or the ramifications.
You have to think it through that if you're going to...
If you're going to put it out there...
If you're going to put out that you were sexually assaulted by a person who is a nominee for the Supreme Court justice...
Right, that somebody... people will want to talk to you.
And you'll be in the spotlight.
And you will be in the spotlight.
Right.
But the thing that I always go back and forth on is I have known people who have been sexually assaulted. They do not talk about it because they think, why bother? Why bother bringing it up? Why bother? No one will believe me.
But some people do talk about it and want to talk about it.
That's very true.
So.
But there is, and this is what Governor Brewer kind of brought up, there's this conflicting stuff going on. Okay, you wrote a letter.
Right.
Now you don't want to talk about it.
Which
Why'd you write the letter?
If she doesn't come
You've been invited.
Mm-hmm.
You've been invited on Monday to testify, now that your lawyer's saying, well, she wants the FBI to handle it. The FBI is not going to touch this.
I think if she doesn't come and talk on Monday, it's over. The story's over. I think they're going to vote, and I think they're going to put him through.
And that's why I asked her, as Republicans, do you wait until Monday, or do you say, you're not going to show up, we're just going to move forward right now, and does that look insensitive? Is there always going to be a check mark or some kind of asterisk next to this guy's name, much like Clarence Thomas after the whole Anita Hill thing?
But the bottom line for me is this, and I don't know who to believe. The bottom line is, why would she come forward now What is in it for her other than now everybody knows me. Now everybody knows what happened. I'm getting death threats. I've had to move my family. What is it? What's in it for Christine Blasey Ford to come forward?
If she just doesn't want another conservative on the bench. I don't know.
So you're just going to take one for the team because maybe she's liberal?
I don't know.
Wow. You're going to lie?
I don't know. I don't know if she's lying.
Well, I don't know if she
is
either.
I don't know if she's lying.
But I'm just saying,
but
I mean, what's in it for her? What is in it for her? If she
thinks he'll overturn Roe v. Wade? I don't know.
If she's lying, what is in it for her?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what to think.
I don't either. And we've talked about how there has been mistaken identity in rape cases, murder cases, but not all the time.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to believe. And we will never get to the bottom of this, which there will always be a cloud over this nominee because of this. I don't know what you do if you're a Republican. You can't take the guy's name out of it. You've gone too far. You'll lack credibility, and you'll make him look guilty. Mm-hmm. But you also can't be insensitive with the Me Too movement either and just say, yeah, you can come and talk, but we don't believe you.
And if it did happen, you can't just blow it off because it was at a party in high school.
Right.
You can't just blow that off. It doesn't matter when this happened.
Right.
I just don't. I don't know what happened.
I know,
and nobody
but the
does.
Governor made some really good points.
Very true.
And she says, "I don't believe her."
Right. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk about how a mom is kind of turning the well. What will bullying your kid stop them from bullying other kids? One mom says yes. Next.
Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. KTAR News is celebrating the 10th anniversary of Mac and Gatos with 10 days of incredible giveaways. Text the number 10 to 411-923 and enter to win. A decade of Mac and Gatos, 10 days, and 10 ways to thank you for listening. Listen weekday afternoons at 5:15 to win. Text the number 10 to 411-923 now. Mac and Gatos, Arizona's afternoon news.
One of the hardest things raising a child now that I have a 9-year-old and a 2-year-old is you want your child to come to you when there are problems. And of course, if your child has friends, of course, maybe they can talk to their friends. But when those problems seem so isolating and so deep and these kids start thinking about suicide, and unfortunately, Arizona has a suicide problem, younger and younger kids are committing suicide, which just it freaks me out. How do you address a teenager's needs? Well, the Arizona Suicide Hotline, the Teen Lifeline, comes in, and it's running the only peer crisis counseling hotline in the state. Teens talking to other teens.
How are they trained? Because you know, here's the one thing: could it work? Sure. Would a teen who's in a bad spot feel better about talking to another teen? Probably.
I would think so.
Yeah, probably.
They're able to relate more. They're more comfortable rather than talking to an adult or an authority figure.
But you're relying on a teenager to save someone's life, and mm-hmm. that's a lot to ask of a teenager. So my guess would be that the teenager, if they're like in this call center or you know, place of business, and this is where they, yeah. you know, the calls come in, they're not going to be alone. You can't leave a teenager there alone. They've got to have a supervisor, an expert on this stuff, walking them through whatever is happening yeah. on the phone.
And if something happens that somebody's there to help them, yeah.
Well, I mean, then it could work. I mean, I don't think we've figured out why kids are killing themselves more now than ever. I mean, you know, if you...
We do know social media can play a role in that it's 24/7 now. It's not just when I go to school, if I come home, I'm not bullied. Now it's anytime you have, you know, a Facebook account or a Twitter account or Instagram.
Right, right. It could be social media. I think really the biggest part is that parents don't let their kids grow up. I mean, that's really what I think it is. We've got these helicopter parents. I know a couple of weeks ago we talked about lawnmower parents. Hey, any problem my kid has, I'm gonna mow that thing down. I'm gonna just take care of it. I'm gonna clear it out of the way. And you know, you've got kids who get into become teenagers. They don't know how to do anything. They don't know how to solve a problem by themselves. They have no clue how to deal with a tough situation. And then you go to college and you're all by yourself. And you've got, you know, you start calling mom. I don't know what to do here. I don't know what to do here.
I might fail a class. I've never failed a class before.
Well, figure it out. And they don't get, they don't know how to do it.
I like the idea, though. I like the teen hotline. I like the teen, or teen lifeline. And I also like that they also offer text messaging because a lot of kids don't use the phone. They want to text. Teenagers know how to talk to teenagers through text, maybe more than the phone. I like the idea.
Yeah, kids don't talk on the phone ever. They never answer their phone. I mean, that's the way it is. Most of the time, they don't answer their phone. They would rather, you know,
just rather, they'd rather click text, something and hit send.
Right. They'd rather FaceTime because that deals with technology.
Right.
That's not just talking on the phone. Now you get a visual. That's different.
Plus, you
know,
you
kids like that.
Plus, you also have the idea of, as adults, you may say something to somebody next to you on an airplane more than your wife or somebody in your family. Because you don't want to be judged. You want to unburden yourself, but you don't want the ramifications of, okay, I live with you, but I need to get this off my chest. I don't know how you're going to handle this. Sometimes we are more able to talk to somebody who's a total stranger than our own family or friends. So I like the fact that these teens, A, they volunteer for this.
Right.
Great job on their part.
And they have to want to do it. And
absolutely.
It has to be volunteer, so that's smart.
Absolutely.
Arizona Suicide Hotline lets teens in crisis get help from other teens. The hotline is available every day, including weekends and holidays, with teens manning the phones from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. And I guess there are some adults answering calls that come in at other times. So, hey, you know, we've got to stop. We've got to figure this problem out. We've got to figure this problem out. And maybe the answer is kids helping other kids.
Yeah, I like the idea.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. It's Gut Check Time with Mac and Gatos.
All right, Gatos, I need your gut check on a story you've not seen.
Fantastic.
You know the show Inside Edition?
Is it still on?
It is. Can you believe it?
Okay.
It's been like over 25 years.
Okay.
They baited smash-and-grab thieves in San Francisco because there's been so many smash-and-grabs that they wanted to put a GPS tracker on the inside items and then, you know, scare the person or jump up with the person saying, hey, you stole that thing out of the car that we set up for you. Do you have anything to say for yourself?
Wow.
So the trackers were placed inside items. Sure enough, two people were spotted robbing the vehicle. A man was seen in the segment smashing open the car's back window, pulling out a handbag.
So that's what it is, grab and smash? Smash and grab is when you bash in a car window and take something out.
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was a store.
No. Well, no.
It could be, but this is a car. Got it. I'm with you.
During the segment, when the man who stole the planted items was being interviewed, somebody else smashed into the Inside Edition van and stole a bunch of equipment out of the van, which was not planned.
They didn't put a GPS on any of that stuff?
No, they did not.
Man, oh man, oh man.
Your gut check.
Yeah.
What was the worst thing that happened to you when you were covering sports? Did you ever go to a stadium and come out and your car was broken into?
What does that have to do with being covering sports? I don't get it.
Well, they were covering a news story and something happened to their car.
Yeah.
Did something ever happen to your car? Did you get a parking ticket or anything like that covering the Cardinals or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
I got nothing,
all
man.
Right.
This sucks.
All right.
We might as well just go to the news.
All right. Your second gut check.
Oh, please.
Do you go and tell your boss? And how do you tell your boss? We were working on a smash and grab, and we got smashed and grabbed.
You make it part of the story.
See, that's what I thought.
I think you make it part of the story.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you don't have another choice. I mean, it just shows that it happens more often.
Right.
I mean,
they didn't do that. They tried to cover it up, and now they're in trouble.
I wouldn't cover it up.
Ah.
I would not cover it up. There's no reason to cover it up. You just put it in the story. And, you know, you can interview yourself. Why don't you lock the doors?
Instead of planting something, you actually have a real-life situation where you got a bunch of equipment. Well, then the equipment was stolen. Maybe they couldn't do the story.
It could actually work out better for the story if they were to include it.
And if they had the equipment to record it, yeah.
All right. Mac and Gatos, gut check. All right, Mac, I need your gut check on this story, please. We know what the Kavanaugh situation is, Supreme Court justice nominee.
Yeah.
We've got someone who has accused him of trying to rape her in high school. Mac, your gut check. This specific story, when you look at this story, when you think about this story, do you think, A, Trump is handling the Kavanaugh story well? He's not ripping the accuser on Twitter. And he said he wants her to testify so he can hear her out.
Right.
Are you thinking that? That's A.
Okay.
Or B, well, now the sexual assault allegations against Kavanaugh just reminds me of Trump's own history with women and the grab, the pee video and all of his, you know, terrible things with women. A or B?
I'll go with A.
Really?
Yeah, I'll go with A.
I don't think he's done a bad job with this story.
And I don't either. I mean, I'm glad he hasn't ripped her on social media. I'm glad he hasn't said anything. The stuff in the past with him, I mean, we all know it. We kind of sort of deal with it. And you know, he still got voted in as president, much like Bill Clinton, much like other people who have
Bill
scandals.
Clinton got reelected after all the garbage that he went through.
I'm just glad he hasn't done anything to make it worse or to even say, to make Kavanaugh so uncomfortable that he said, hey, I mean, I don't want any part of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he's handled it the way he's handled it, but that's giving him credit when we usually don't give him credit, if that makes any sense.
No, I will give the president credit if he's good. And when he's not, I don't give him any credit. But I think he has handled the situation well, and I'll tell you why. The reason he's handled this situation well is he's listening to the people inside the White House. They're clearly telling him how to do this, because if he went out on his own, he might have gone down a different road.
Yeah.
But
he's
been very calm. He's been very cool. He's been calm and collected. And, you know, we haven't seen him go on this tirade because, you know, his rear end is on the line right now, too.
True.
He wants that Supreme Court nominee to be conservative.
He's still going after people, but not in this particular case.
Not in this case. So I would agree with you. Trump is handling the Kavanaugh issue about as well as can be expected. And I don't think he did a bad job, by the way, in North Carolina today.
Well, that's because it's inside the continental United
States.
I get
it. He was so bad in Puerto Rico.
Right.
But, again, I've got to give him credit when credit is due. He didn't burn the place down.
Nor did he throw paper towels at everybody.
I know that the bar is low, but still, I think he did a pretty good job in North Carolina. I saw him hugging some kids. So, you know, it's good to see him do well and not bad all the time.
Yeah. By the way, we'll have more information on the Kavanaugh story, too. There's more breaking news with that.
All right, we got the Big 4 at 4 coming up next. 4 big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour.